Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Hello, Oklahoma. This is Wava with Here Again, and we are pleased to announce our annual giveaway through the end of December. Basically, 1 in 10 people who purchase hearing aids will get them free. Because we are all over the state of Oklahoma, you need to call and see what city is close to your location and ask for the details when you call. Call us in Oklahoma City at 405-748-5920. Don't forget to call us at 405-748-5920.
Hear again so you can understand again.
Welcome back. It looks like mixed to lower trade was the focus of the day as position taking took center stage as the main order of business. The lack of trade volume following the strong early market support and the strong price support seen over the last few trading sessions, though, allowed for market softness in all markets. Corn markets were trading lower today. Meanwhile, stock markets were trading a little higher. The Dow Jones is 37 points higher, NASDAQ up 18 points. In live cattle, narrow losses were expected to slowly develop as we've seen traders slowly pulling back from aggressive gains over the last week. Light volume, though, indicated market pullback, but with December contracts trading at three-month highs, traders are focused on market adjustments in front of the holiday weekend. In feeder cattle, light to moderate pressure expected to develop through feeder cattle futures early today, but the lack of support late yesterday following the initial market surge in the cattle market seemed to have pulled back away from the market support and caused traders to quickly limit market support across the complex. Trade volume, though, likely to remain very thin throughout the entire complex for the remainder of the week, although the limited amount of movement could curb support moving into the market through the rest of the year. And as commodities go, grain futures were mixed today, with early buying enthusiasm in commodities starting to wane as the overnight session wound down. Remember, markets will trade on a regular schedule tomorrow, closing for Thanksgiving and reopening Friday, but closing early at 12:05 p.m. Corn prices reversed lower overnight after ticking to a two-week high, fighting to hold support at the 25-day moving average for December futures. Soybeans, though, faded an earlier overnight rally, trying to keep from reversing lower after posting new highs for November. Wheat prices, though, mostly lower after selling emerged midway through the overnight session, but futures at all three markets failed to take out yesterday's highs, trying to hold instead to inside days. That's your markets for today. Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.